Chapter 41. Asymmetrical. The body has two circulatory systems, one for blood and one for lymph. Lymph is a colorless liquid that contains mostly white blood cells. While the cardiovascular system is charged with transporting blood around the body, the lymph system is used by your body's immune system to pick up bacteria and transport them to nearby lymph nodes, where scores of white blood cells lie in waiting to attack. Until recently, it was thought that the lymphatic system ended as it projected up into the neck and face. For reasons no one could explain, the body's secondary circulatory system appeared to have no concern with occupying the brain itself, the most important organ of all. In 2016, that changed as researchers discovered new ways to map the lymphatic system and realized that a complex matrix of tiny, delicate vessels enclosed and encompassed the brain, permeating the gray and white matter within in such a way as to provide the same immunological protection afforded to every other organ in the body. The anatomy books, which had for hundreds of years shown the lymphatic system ending as it extended into the face and lower head, would all need to be rewritten. This discovery is relevant because another way to think of the lymphatic network is as the trash removal system of the body. Invading microbes are routinely carried through vessels of lymph in an attempt to target and destroy. But they aren't the only source of assault. Environmental toxins which have made it inside the body often move through the lymphatic system, commandeered within the white blood cells that are attempting to destroy them. Some toxins are impervious to their efforts. Metals, in particular neurotoxins like aluminum or mercury, appear to be resistant to the effects of phagocytosis and remain capable of harm, despite being engulfed inside white blood cells. Unfortunately, the net effect is that white blood cells end up unwittingly transporting toxins around the body. This might seem to play little role in the lateralization of the brain, but for a little-known idiosyncrasy. The lymphatic system is decidedly asymmetrical, divided into two parts not so much by left and right, front and back, or top and bottom, but a partition that runs from the head to the upper abdomen, where it makes a sharp turn towards the right side of the body. As a result, the left and right sides of the head and upper body are served equally by the two elements of the lymphatic system, but everything beneath the rib cage, the stomach, pancreas, intestines, both kidneys, and both legs are all served by the same lymphatic component, the thoracic, which serves the left arm and head. This pronounced asymmetry of the lymphatic system, overlooked by everyone, may be crucial to our understanding of neurological illness. If the cardiovascular system sported this same asymmetrical design, one might make a case as to how the left side of the brain was more thoroughly served by the immense blood supply on the thoracic or left side. However, in human pathology, an abundance of blood supply is not typically associated with disease or distress. A lack of blood is the cause of many medical conditions such as hypoxia, anemia, and with enough deficit, death. But a plentiful supply is rarely mentioned as a likely culprit for any medical disorder. In addition, studies on brain lateralization have indicated that if anything, the right side of the brain tends to be enlarged. Reasons for this differential are unknown, but it does begin to paint a picture that the right side of the brain tends to fare better than the left. Obviously, it is not the cardiovascular system that exhibits this asymmetry, but the lymphatic, a network of vessels whose primary purpose is to shuttle the trash of the body along with the white blood cells whose job it is to destroy. Neurotoxins are being collected by these lymphatic pathways, vessels which flank nearly the entire digestive system. So it doesn't take much imagination to assume that the majority of harmful material circulating within a human body is more likely to end up not on the right side of the brain, but the left. Knowing that pediatric injections are normally administered in the legs, and if an arm is used, often the left, the reason for a tendency towards left-side brainstem damage becomes even more obvious. Although this concept may explain the reason the facial palsy of brainstem dysfunction so often appears to spare the right-hand side, it might cast light on another mystery surrounding autism and many other neurological disorders: southpaws.